It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Oh, I'm so glad to see you. I did some experimenting last night with a flashlight. I thought maybe we could do some right here today. Did you ever turn down the lights and then say, where's the couch? And then look for it. Or turn down the lights and say, where's the table? And then look for it. Wanna do that with me now? All right, let's try. First, we'll turn down the lights, like that. And we'll say, where's Mr. Rogers? There. See me? Okay. Now, what should we look for? Picture, picture. Let's say, where's picture, picture? Where's picture? Can you read what picture, picture's saying? Here. Good, picture, picture. Thank you. Now, what should we think of? Where's the traffic light? Where's the traffic light? Good, traffic light. There's the traffic light. Right there. How about the fish next? Let's look for the fish in their aquarium. Where are you, fish? There. Hi, fish. Hi. While we're here, we'll just give you a little something to eat. There's your food for the day. Now let's think, where's everything? And just turn all the lights on. Where's everything? And on go the lights. There we are. Now there's another way you can play that. Yeah, come along to the kitchen again and I'll show you. You can take a towel or a baby blanket or whatever you like and cover something like a picture over. See the picture of my neighborhood here? Here's my house back there. And just go like that and say, is there a picture back there? Is there? There is. Yeah, let's try it once more. Where's the picture? Is there a picture behind this? Right. Even though you can't see it now, it's there. Right. Some things you can't see very well in the dark, but they're still there. I think I'll get some milk. Yep. I used to like to get a little glass of milk before I'd go to sleep at night. Do you ever like something to drink before you go to sleep? I think maybe I'll turn down the lights again. Nighttime can be such an interesting time. You listen for lots of different sounds, especially if you know the sounds that you're hearing. Sometimes you can hear the sound of your mother's voice or your dad's voice, some of your brothers or sisters. The nighttime can be very special. You often have your own blanket or your pillow or your toy. Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to snuggle up closely with your own mom and dad. At night, you even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. It's great to know you're growing up bigger every day. But sometimes things you want to remember are often put away. And sometimes you wonder over and over if you should stay inside when you enjoy a younger toy. You never need to hide. In the long, long trip of growing, there are stops along the way for thoughts of all the soft things and a look at yesterday for a chance to fill our feelings with comfort and with ease, and then tell the new tomorrow you can come now when you please. So please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. When you feel afraid at night, and your mom or your dad or somebody who's very close to you comes in and just puts his hand on your pillow, it makes it easier, doesn't it? Well, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who our visitor might be. Coming. Miss Emily.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
What happened here? Why is it so dark?
We were just pretending it was nighttime. I'll turn the lights on.
Funny you should be pretending it was dark, because the poem I brought to you today is about nighttime.
Oh, good. You know our poetry lady, Miss Emily.
Well.
Well, I'm delighted to know that you'd bring a poem.
Oh, I always bring a poem, but this one is particularly appropriate as you've been talking about nighttime.
Uh-huh, what is it?
It's called Silver.
Silver?
You know how in the country, when there are no other lights at all, no electric lights, no neon signs or anything, the moon can make everything look silvery. Mm. They used to talk when I was a little girl, which is a great deal longer ago than when you were a little boy, my friend. Poets used to talk about the silvery moon.
Yes.
Well, that would probably sound corny or square or something nowadays.
But it's true, isn't it?
Well, it is, because The moon does, when it has, doesn't have to compete with our artificial lights, make everything look a little silvery. The trees, the houses, even people's faces when you're talking to them have a sort of silvery cast over them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a poem called Silver by Walter de la Mare.
Oh, good.
Slowly, silently, now the moon walks the night in her silver shoon. This way and that she peers and sees silver fruit upon silver trees. One by one, the casements catch her beams beneath the silvery thatch. Couched in his kennel like a log, with paws of silver sleeps the dog. From their shadowy coats, the white breasts peep of doves in a silver-feathered sleep. A harvest mouse goes scampering by with silver claws and silver eye, and moveless fish in the water gleam by silver reeds in a silver stream.
Isn't that beautiful?
I think it's a lovely poem, and I did not write this one.
But the moon just transforms
everything
at
yes.
night.
I think it's a lovely poem.
You know, as you were reading it, I thought of all kinds of pictures. This is a
yes,
poem that
it's
really
a
gives
very
you
a graphic picture, yeah. very descriptive indeed, yes.
Why don't we ask Picture Picture to show us some pictures while you read it again? Would you do it?
Oh, that sounds a
Let's
lovely
do that.
Idea. Yes, indeed.
Picture Picture on the wall, would you kindly show us all some pictures of the nighttime and the moon making things silver while Miss Emily reads the poem again called Silver.
Slowly, silently, now the moon walks the night in her silver shoon. This way and that she sees silver fruit upon silver trees. One by one the casements catch her beams beneath the silvery thatch. Couched in his kennel like a log, with paws of silver sleeps the dog. From their shadowy coats the white breasts peep of doves in a silver-feathered sleep. A harvest mouse goes scampering by with silver claws and silver eye, and moveless fish in the water gleam by silver reeds in a silver stream.
Thank you very much, Picture Picture.
Thank you very much. That was awfully well done. Beautifully done. Thank
Picture
you.
Picture did a good job. Look,
welcome.
You're welcome.
That's nice.
Oh, I liked that, Miss Emily.
Well,
thank
it is
you.
A lovely poem. Would you like this copy of it?
Oh, I would. Thank you very much. Would you like some milk?
Well, I would, thank you, darling, but I can't stay.
Oh.
I have rather an important errand to do. I have to go and bring a friend of mine who has a birthday this coming weekend. Is a crossword puzzle lover.
Uh-huh.
She loves to do them. And I know that she only has a battered old dictionary. So
oh.
I thought I'd like to go and buy a new dictionary for her. She'd like that.
Our poetry lady buying her friend a dictionary. Lots of words in a dictionary.
You know I like words,
of course
Mr. Rogers.
You do. Thank you for these words today, Miss Emily.
You're most welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
And a good dictionary. Moveless fish in the water gleam. Those fish weren't moving in that picture, were they? Moveless. That means they're not moving. Oh, I love that silver. And Miss Emily reads it so beautifully. Isn't that special? Just thinking about the neighborhood of make-believe, why don't we pretend it's nighttime in there? Sure, we can pretend anything we want because it's make-believe. We'll just see if it's nighttime in make-believe. There's Daniel's clock. Ticking and talking even at the nighttime. There's the frog's pond and the museum go round. X's tree, Henrietta's house. Why, Corny must be working late at night. And there's the trolley and the castle. does look like silver there, doesn't it? Come on in, Trolley. Hi, Trolley. I didn't know that you ran at night. Yeah, we're pretending it's nighttime in make-believe. Would you take us there, please? We'd like to go. To me?
No, X. It's me, Handyman Negri.
Oh, well, how in the world are you, Handyman?
Oh, I'm okay, I guess. A little sleepy, though.
Well, why aren't you in bed if you're sleepy?
Well, you see, I got a call from a lady who wants something.
Who is it?
Lady Elaine Fairchild.
What's she want tonight?
Well, she wants a drink of water.
A drink of water?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there any water over at someplace else?
I guess not, X. Anyway, she called and I thought I'd better bring her some.
Are you taking your guitar, too?
Yes, I thought I would.
Why?
Well, sometimes when people want a drink of water in the nighttime, you know, well, they like a little song to kind of go with it.
Well, I never thought of that. You sure are smart, Henry.
Oh, thank you, X.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, Henrietta, I hope we didn't wake you up.
Meow, 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 talking about?
We were just talking about Lady Elaine, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, making noise again, meow, meow?
No, she's not making noise tonight, Henrietta, but she does want a drink of water.
Meow, meow, someplace else, meow?
Yes, yes, over at someplace else. Incidentally, Henrietta, would you tell me how you go over to someplace else? Because I still think yours is the best way.
Meow, meow, sing it, meow, meow.
Oh, that'd be fine.
Meow, go, meow, someplace else. Meow, go, meow, someplace else. Meow, go, to meow. Meow, left, meow, meow. Meow, right.
I think I have it. Could I try it once?
Yeah, why don't you?
To go to someplace else. To go to someplace else. You go to meow.
Meow.
Turn.
Left.
Left at meow.
Meow.
Turn right at meow. Turn.
Meow.
Well, meow at meow. To go to someplace else. To go to someplace else.
Meow, meow, good. Meow, meow, good.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I think I better be going along.
Don't forget the drink of water.
Oh, thank you very much, X.
Meow, 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 see the star. Meow, under the moon, meow.
Yeah, isn't it pretty?
It surely is. Well, have a good night, friends.
Meow, too.
Okay. I'll see you soon.
Meow, meow, good night, meow. Good night, meow.
Oh, good night, Henrietta. And to think, after the night time, then comes the next day. Boy, I hope Lady Elaine has a good night, too.
Where's my drink of water? Where's my drink of water?
Here I come, Lady
Oh,
Elaine.
I thought you'd never get here, dear.
Well, I saw X and Henrietta on the way over.
Oh, you look great in your nightshirt.
Well, I was in bed when you called, you know. You look very nice yourself.
Well, thanks. You're a dear to come. I was just so thirsty.
Well, here's your water, then.
Oh, thank you. Oh, tastes so good. You have such good water in the castle.
Yes, it is very good water.
Surely is nice to have good water.
Good water is one of the things that we really need, Lady Lynn.
Yes. Now, what do we talk about?
Well, I could play a song for you, if you like.
Oh, that'd be great. Let's sing a song and march all over the place.
No, I wasn't thinking of a marching song, Lady Elaine. Not with everybody asleep and all. But I do have a nice quiet song for a sleepy neighborhood.
Oh, I wish everybody weren't such sleepy heads.
Some nights you just would love to stay up all night and just have fun, huh?
Yes, and laugh and play and make a lot of noise. Why does it have to get dark? Why won't the day always stay? Let's say goodbye to the nighttime. Goodbye. Let's send the dark time away. Why wonder why?
Oh, Lady Elaine, there are a lot of things to wonder about, aren't there?
There sure are, dear. Now, what are you going to sing me?
Well, you know, sometimes at night, when you see a tree up against the sky, well, it has a way of making the night look very beautiful.
A tree?
Yes, a tree.
Just a simple tree?
A simple tree. Tree, 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 tree. We love you, yes we do, yes we do, we love you. Tree, tree, tree.
Didn't know you cared, dear.
There are a lot of people that really care about you, Lady Elaine.
Even when I'm bad?
All the time.
All the time?
Right.
Whoopee!
I better be getting back to the castle now.
Oh, okay. I'll call you if I need another drink of water.
Well, why don't I just bring you another one tomorrow night?
You mean you would?
I would.
Well, then I won't need to call you.
That's it. Good night now, Lady Elaine.
Good night. Dear, sweet thing. Oh, hello there, tree. I never noticed you before. My, you're a pretty tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Oh, I think I'll go in and get some sleep. Morning's coming soon. Sure will be nice to get some sleep.
Handyman Negri got Lady Elaine to be sleepy. She did want more than a drink of water, didn't she? A lot of people caring about her. A lot of people care about you, too. Why don't we just go outside in the porch and make sure it's still daytime in our neighborhood, okay? We've been pretending it's nighttime in make-believe. It is. Daytime. It's a good time. time for doing lots of things, isn't it? Hey, there's Handyman Negri. Hi, oh, Mr. Negri. Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. We're pretending that it was nighttime in make-believe.
Yes, I know. I was trying to sing Lady Elaine to sleep. She's been having trouble with some dreams lately.
Well, you really helped her, because last time we saw her, she was going like...
Oh, that's good.
...into her tent. Come on inside, will you?
I'd love to.
In fact, I wondered if maybe you would help me sing the Tomorrow Song.
Oh, I'd love to do that. You know what, Mr. Rogers, I should have sung that for Lady Elaine. Because it's nice to know that, you know, tomorrow's going to be here, isn't it?
It sure is.
Maybe I could just play it now. Would you?
I'd love to.
Just play it so we can... Exactly where to put your fingers, just as, and then down here too.
Down here too.
A lot of practice, Handyman Negri.
It does take
Would you play it while we sing it together?
Oh, I'd love to do that.
I'll change my coat. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Good. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You surely make each day a special day by just your being you. And you make each day and each night a special one. By being just yourself, we like you just the way you are. Mm-hmm. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.